Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Terry, and I'd like to welcome you to my Bible study podcast. This daily podcast is a place where we take the teachings of Scripture seriously, but ourselves, not so much. Join us as we dive into the sacred word of the Bible, and each time we read, we pray, we change the world. Welcome to Pastor Terry's Bible Study Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. It is Thursday, January the 11th, 2024. It's the, according to the church calendar, it's the first week after Epiphany. Epiphany is always January 6th, and so this is the first week after Epiphany. So, yeah, so we're doing our readings through Old Testament, New Testament, and the Gospels today. So today we are in Genesis chapter 4, and we'll be reading over in Hebrews chapter 3 and in John chapter 1. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Mom and Pastor Tim and Etta. Welcome, everybody. All righty, let's do it, y'all. You know what we do? We read, we pray, we change the world. Turn this down. Let's see. What did I just say? Genesis chapter 4. Genesis 4, 17 through 26. Well, here we go. We started this one off just like we started off yesterday. We're going to cut this one a little short because I have to run out. I've got a lot to do today, so we're going to try to keep it a little shorter. We'll see how that works. Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Just like we started yesterday. Good morning, everybody. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Arad, and Arad was the father of Mahujalel, and Mahujalel was the father of Methuselah, and Methuselah was the father of Lamech. All right. Lamech married two women, one named Ada, and the other Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who lived in tents and raised livestock. Okay. His brother's name was Jubal. There'll be a test after this, by the way. He was the father of all who played stringed instruments and pipes. Wow, he's a musician. Zillah also had a son, Tubal Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Adela and Zillah, listen to me. Wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me. A young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times. So we see here basically that sinfulness and evilness is just continuing. It's getting worse, right? Like, so you have the fall in chapter 3, sin enters the human race. Chapter 4, you have beginning of 4, you have the first murder. And now it's perpetuating, right? Now it's getting even worse. So the trajectory here is not wonderful, right? If Cain avenged seven times, okay, so read that. Adam made love to his wife again, and she gave birth to a son named him Seth, saying, God has granted me another child in place of Abel since Cain killed him. Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord. They're starting to call on the name of the Lord. Interesting, right? They're starting to worship, trying to find answers. What's going on? What's happening? What are we to make of all this? So here's just an early record of just some of the beginning of humanity, right? Early human condition. So let's jump over to Hebrews. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Great to have you guys on. Hebrews chapter 3. What did we say? Hebrews 3, 1 through 11. So let's see if we can figure out the themes, right? The themes that kind of link these together. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. From our readings through Hebrews in the past, we know that the big theme in Hebrews is that Jesus is greater, right? Jesus is greater than the old covenant. Jesus is greater than the tabernacle. Jesus is greater than any human high priest. Jesus is the greater sacrifice. And here he's showing that Jesus is greater than Moses. And how? Because Moses built the house, but Jesus, basically, everything Moses built was pointing to Jesus. Jesus is the house, so to speak. Verse 4, for every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. Good reminder today to fix our eyes on Jesus. Fix our thoughts on him, our apostle and high priest. Apostle is one who goes before, a sent one, a messenger. So Jesus is our apostle and high priest. He's also the one who intercedes between us and God, right? He also is the one who makes sacrifices so that we can stand before God holy and blameless. Verse 7. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today you hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts. Let's listen to the voice of the Lord today. Let's not harden our hearts. Let's not be so like into our own things and own headspace that we don't hear what God is trying to say to us, right? Let's try to stay sensitive. Let's try to stay alert and open to what God might want to say to us today. Yeah, it's a good thing. So today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the times of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestor tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. So obviously a reference to the Exodus and the wilderness experience and Israel's tendency towards rebellion. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Molly. Good morning, Ann, Mary, Jennifer. Good morning. Just saw Jennifer yesterday at church. So talking about how hard it is to make that 6:50 appointment. You made it. You made it. It is early. I get it. And everybody has a different routine and schedule. So yeah, it's tough, man. Great to have you guys on, though. Those of you on the podcast, welcome. You probably watch it. You listen into this whenever, while you're walking, while you're jogging, while you're at work, while you're shopping. I don't know. Welcome. Verse 10. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said their hearts are always, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. You know, when we think about themes of the readings, I think one theme here is that theme of just the waywardness and the hardening one's heart towards God. So you saw the trajectory in Genesis chapter 4 of just heading, it's not heading closer to God, it's heading farther from God. And so people, but yet people are still trying to start, they're starting to seek God. But the general trend line is humanity is becoming worse. The sinfulness that was, it's interesting because if you look at the book of Genesis early on in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve are tempted, sin is external, right? They're tempted from the through the serpent. They're tempted through an animal, and that sinfulness is external to them. And then there's the fall, and now that sinfulness actually is internal. There's actually a sinful nature now that was not there before. And now the sinfulness is not just external, but it's also internal. And so Cain is the first obvious example of that. This sinfulness, this he resents his brother. Well, that's coming from inside. That wasn't outside. That was inside of him. There was a resentfulness towards his brother. There was then a vengeance that came from within him, and then ultimately the destruction of his brother. And so we see from Genesis 3 on that sin isn't just, you know, it doesn't come from the outside only, but it actually, there's now this thing that is going on within human beings that tempts us away from God. And so we see here that this, you know, this reference to the wilderness generation, right? They've gone astray. They've gone their own ways, and they harden their heart. And there's a rebelliousness that is in the human heart. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart, verse 12, that turns away from the living God. Amen. Let that be us, man. Let's have a believing heart that listens to the Lord. Enlivened heart by the Holy Spirit that listens to his voice. Yeah. All right, y'all, let's jump over to John. John chapter 1. Welcome, everybody. So glad to have everyone on today as we wrap up this first week after Epiphany. John, what did I say? John 1, 43 through 51. The last part of the first, I'll get it out. The last part of the first chapter of John. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. All right, let's see. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." There is already this theme of following the Lord, right? This listening to his voice. Like, don't harden your heart. Listen, follow him. Already we kind of see that, and this is obviously very most obvious example of Philip and calling of disciples. Like, don't harden your heart when Jesus calls. Like, Philip follows. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Well, there's an obvious theme to what we just read in Hebrews, where it says, you know, Jesus was Jesus is to Moses like, you know, Moses built the house, but Jesus is the house. Like Jesus, Moses was pointing to Jesus. Well, there's obviously that theme there. Moses wrote about the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, which was who? Jesus. Verse 46. Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Nazareth didn't have a reputation of like cranking out the world changers, you know, the world leaders. Nazareth? Can anything come from Nazareth? Oh, by the way, other big news today, right? How are my Alabama fans doing? How my Alabama fans doing? Y'all hanging in there? I don't know if we even have any on this podcast, but Nick Saban announcing his retirement from college football yesterday. I think a lot of Alabama fans going to be needing God. They all be like, "Oh my, what are we going to do?" They're little, y'all pray for your Alabama fans. If you know an Alabama college football fan, man, you just need to lift them up before the Lord today. Because they, you know, they struggling. They on the struggle bus. The world just got upended. It'll be like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And so they need God. They need the Lord. And so we need to pray for them. We need to lift up their little hearts. So we're going to pray for them. We're going to believe the Lord. They're going to bring them through this dark night. Welcome to our world, people. All you Alabama fans, welcome to our world. You know, this is what we've been living through for the last 17 years while he's been coaching in Alabama. It's been hard for all of us. About time for y'all to share in some of our suffering. So, you know, but we empathize. We understand. So it's going to be hard. You know, the sun will come up tomorrow. I know, it's hard, but you know, you'll make it all right. You know, so no doubt about it, he was the best coach of all time, though. I don't know that there's any question about that. And he did it the right way. I mean, whether you love him or hate him, he was a classy guy. Yeah, he really was. He was a good, he spoke well of, he ran a good program. He was a good ambassador for college football. And he's a winner, obviously, clearly. 7 national championships, 1 at LSU, and 6 at Alabama. Man, honestly, LSU, I mean, Nick Saban put LSU back on the football map. So, I know this isn't a football podcast, guys, but, you know, it's big news because we have some brothers and sisters who are in the wilderness right now. I know several Alabama fans, and I just know. I love them. I love their little hearts. Yeah, so I don't know. So, even as an LSU fan, I have to say, you know, he really made LSU relevant on the national stage again. He helped LSU see what they had, honestly. He didn't, you know. The reason LSU had been so bad for so many years is because they had horrible coaching. Once they got a decent coach, they started winning. So, anyway, I digress. Roll Tide. Nazareth, Tuscaloosa, can anything good come? I'm sorry, people. I got to stop playing like that. Some people in such serious state of mourning right now, and I'm trying to make a joke of things. That ain't fair. That ain't right. So Nazareth, can anything good come from Nazareth? From there? Nathanael asked, come and see, said Philip. Come and see. People still see that. Is Jesus really going to make any difference in my life? Is he really going to change my life? Is he really going to do for me what he's done for other people? Come and see. That's what we do. We just invite people to come and see. Come and experience it for yourself. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. How do you know me? How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. He's got supernatural insight here. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. That's a bold declaration for just meeting the dude. I mean, he just met Jesus. He's already like, I'm convinced you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. Jesus has just shown him some things about himself that no one could have known. Verse 50. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see, come on, greater things. Greater things than that. And then he added, very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Praise God. Praise God. Greater works than these. You're going to see greater things than this. You know, I saw you sitting underneath a fig tree, and I revealed that to you. This ain't nothing compared to what you're about to see. you follow me, and you're going to see greater things. And that's the blessing of following Jesus, isn't it? That he shows us greater things. We see greater things. You know, he reveals things. We see things. We experience things that we had never seen before. Changed lives, miracles, healings, redemption, reconciled relationships. What a blessing it is to follow Jesus, right? I want to encourage you today that whatever you've seen with Jesus, whatever he's revealed to you, here's the blessing, man. There are greater things yet to come. There are greater things yet to see, greater things than that. And who knows, it could be today. Today you could see something that's greater than you've ever seen before. And keep your eyes open, right? That's that sensitivity to the Spirit. And don't harden your heart. Just keep walking, and greater things are in our future. That's awesome. All right, you guys, thanks so much for being on today. Let's wrap this up with prayer. Let's talk to the Lord for a second. Lord, thank you so much for your precious word. Thank you for my friends and the privilege that we have to read and learn and grow together. Lord, help us today to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, not to harden our hearts, but to lean in to what you're saying and to open our eyes to see what you're doing. God, thank you for the blessing that greater things are yet to be seen. And I pray that for my friends today, that some of those things might be seen today, that there might be new insights, new aspects of your character, miracles, blessings that show up in surprising ways in their lives. Lord, may you bless and encourage and heal each and every person. For those needing a special touch today of healing, God, may you grant it. For those who need encouragement today, lift up their spirits, Lord, by the power of your name. Lord, we love you and give you all the praise and all the glory. And all God's people said, I hear you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, my friends. Thank you so much for being on today. Yeah, tried to keep it a little shorter today. Got to run some errands, got to get out to the gym. Then we've got a staff offsite today, got some planning and work we're doing offsite with the staff today. So a little bit of a busy day today. So sorry to feel like I'm rushing through this, but I'm kind of rushing through this. But you guys are awesome. Thank you for taking the time to be on this morning to spend some time in God's word. You guys are awesome. Thank you for liking and subscribing and sharing this podcast. If you're on YouTube or even on the podcast, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, which I really encourage you to do. YouTube, it's Terry Rowland 1, the number one, Terry Rowland 1. Subscribe, and every time we go live or anytime there's new video content on YouTube, you will be notified. So subscribe. And thank you for sharing the podcast. You guys are awesome. All right, you guys, hit that like button on the YouTube before you leave. Just boom, hit it right there. Boom, just hit it. All right, you guys, have a great day. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If this episode has been an encouragement to you, take a minute to subscribe or comment or share it with your friends. You can find me, Pastor Terry, and Bayside Church on all social media platforms. You can find Bayside at Bayside Church SH. Until next time, remember, God's word is true. Everything else is merely commentary. God bless you. We'll see you next time.